The Sleeping Beauty of the Wood by Charles Perrault. Directed by George Zahr. Performed by Noelle Dupuy. Once there was a royal couple who were very sad because they had no children. At last, after waiting so long, the queen gave birth to a baby girl. The king was overjoyed. He decided to hold a christening feast so grand that the like of it was never to be seen. He invited all the fairies in the land, there were 7 altogether, to stand as godmothers to the little princess, hoping that each might bestow some good gift on her. This was the custom of good fairies in those days. After the christening ceremony, all the guests returned to the palace for the grand feast. Under the direction of the king, his royal staff had a distinguished place of honor for each fairy godmother. Each had a magnificent covered dish with an embroidered table napkin and a knife and fork of pure gold, studded with diamonds and rubies. Surprisingly, as they placed themselves at the table, there entered an old fairy who hadn't been invited. There wasn't a thought of inviting her, because the old fairy had left the kingdom more than 50 years ago. She had not been seen or heard of until that very day. His Majesty the King requested a place for her at the table, but quickly realized that he ordered from his jeweler only 7 gold dishes for the 7 fairies invited. The old fairy thought herself neglected and muttered angrily, which was overheard by one of the younger fairies who happened to be sitting beside her. This younger fairy hurried to hide herself behind the tapestry in the hall. She did this because she wished all the others to speak first.